speaks with them.
Right.
Welcome back to Emerging 30 Podcast Season 3.
Episode 1.
It's your girl, Miss Nikki.
It's your die the poet. All right, guys.
Oh, shoot. I was just trying to wave. All right.
All right, so icebreaker, you got 10 questions for me. What are they?
Okay, who would you like to see on our podcast for this year?
Someone local, maybe. I don't know.
Nobody, like, in mind, right now?
I mean, of course, Lachey.
Okay.
Lachey on
what's up, girl, if you out there? Hey,
but
girl,
I would like to see you. Someone, like, this is just me reaching, but like Queen of Four or somebody.
Okay. We're going to make it happen, Captain. What interests did you pick up?
Painting.
Okay. Is it true you're moving out of the country?
I don't know where you heard that from. Next.
She tried to move on us, y'all. Watch her. What you thinking about right now? Go.
The question? What I'm going to say?
Are you excited about your next relationship, friendship or otherwise?
I guess.
You looking forward to it? You're about to be 30. You're not ready for nothing?
I mean, it's not that I'm not ready, but I don't know if I would use excited as the word to describe it. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Okay, what's your favorite moment since we started the podcast?
I think my favorite moment was when we had the black men.
Yes. On. Love that. All right. What's the name of your crush? You crushing on anybody right now?
Next question.
Oh. So, yeah. Okay. If you were me for a day, what would you do?
I shut the fuck up.
Hey, y'all. Okay. What was the best part of 2020 for you?
Juneteenth Fest.
All right. You're at a hotel with your boss, and the meeting is inside his room. And you see his wife coming up the stairs. What do you do?
So this what a meeting is?
All right, that's the end of my questions.
As y'all can see, Nicolette is a very strange person.
I am.
And I had a feeling she was
going to be some weird better, shit. Though. I tried.
So I got some weird questions, too.
No.
All right, so the first one is, have you been dating since you want to be so intrusive?
I have.
Okay. All right. Who have you been dating?
Nobody.
Oh. All right. Have you picked up any new interests?
Yeah, DIYs for the house.
Okay. What is your favorite moment on the podcast?
Icebreakers. The icebreakers are always my favorite moments.
Okay. If you were financially free, what would be the first thing you do?
Buy a subdivision.
A subdivision?
A whole subdivision.
Okay.
We're mortgaging out here.
All right. If you were buried alive right now and had to use what's in your pockets, could you get out?
I mean, I don't have anything but my bones. So
you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
What is your moon sign?
Girl, I don't know about that stuff. I have been intrigued by that, but I don't know about that stuff.
Okay. All right. Do you feel at this age, almost 30, that you've accomplished your goals?
A few, yes.
Okay. Number 9, would you like children in the future? And if so, how many?
Next question.
Last question. Can I have $5?
Of course. You want it from me, though?
Yeah.
Oh. You got to be specific.
All right, that's all I got.
That's all you got? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get better at that. But that was a good little check-in. All right.
You're like, come on, we'll take. I'm like, I don't know what the hell I am. Like,
10 questions about your sanity.
Baby.
All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is, do you miss you? Have there been any big lifestyle changes since we went into quarantine?
Definitely doing a lot of internal work,
Right.
emotionally and mentally, and you know, as a woman, holistically. Just been trying to eat right, fast, treat my body right, and just unblock all chakras from the root to the tooth, the mental root, you know, my communication, sexually, confidence, all of that. So yeah, that's just essentially been my thing. What about yourself?
I have. I started some lifestyle changes. Last year I did start to work out. I figured out that I enjoy working out. I kind of want to see what it would be like, life as a bodybuilder, but I'm going to put that on the back burner. But I like it that much.
Girl,
I like it that much.
You
I'm
come
not
around me looking
lie.
Like a pebble, girl.
I've also been cooking, okay? Shucks. I'm getting into a lot of things, a lot of different changes, a lot of
girl.
Stuff going on, and I'm definitely trying to get to a big bag, okay?
Nicolette want to be a bodybuilder.
I have thought about it. I can't
she
even lie.
Big
I want to... See, we got to stop that. That's one thing. That's a stigma. Women bodybuilders do exist, and they are not as masculine as you would think they were. They have bodybuilders that look just like you.
Okay.
Okay, we gotta get out of the stigmas.
No, we don't.
We do.
Girl, you're gonna have them big shoulders.
I already have wide shoulders. Thank you very much.
She gonna be picking up little men.
All right, what other habits have you picked up? What habits have you put down?
Habits that I picked up, I definitely get my nails and my toes done more often now.
Very good. Oh, I thought you used the press ons. Oh, you ain't got the real ones.
Oh yeah, I'll do both. I'll change. Sometimes I go get them done. Sometimes I get the press ons, whatever. But I got
right.
these.
I've been trying to get into
dollars,
the,
right, yeah.
the gelish manicure.
Sister
Aikisha was a body. See what I'm saying? And is she big?
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay. Has quarantine changed you in any way? Like, do you find yourself being more negative about people, more positive about people? Do you? Are you more open to things since you've been just closed off to yourself? Are you more closed to things since you've been closed off to yourself?
I've come to the conclusion that people are just people. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm more negative or more positive or more open or more closed. I think there are multiple truths. And it just would, you know, just your perspective. Now, holding on to one truth can be problematic, but I don't know. I just.
Okay. Well, let's see. Like I said, the only habit that I've picked up is working out. Quarantine has changed me in a lot of ways, but it's new, but it's not new because I've always been one to kind of reflect on myself and like close myself off and try mm-hmm. to do my own thing. But I definitely say I'm trying to be more open and more positive about other people's life experiences where I haven't always been. And I definitely say I'm more open to things that I probably wasn't last year. Even some things that we've talked about on some of our podcasts, I'm probably way more open to now okay. than I was before. And that's just, you know, with me coming into a better understanding about myself and wanting to be better, wanting to be more in contact with people and just to be an overall nicer person. I think I'm rude.
Yeah, now I can't say that there may be a change that I have. It's just being a more pleasant individual. Not that I was ever just an unpleasant person. I know, you know, as far as social media, you know, you could be pretty blunt. I know I could be pretty blunt because, I mean, you're not talking to nobody specifically. That's your thoughts. That's your unfiltered
right.
thoughts. You know
right,
what?
Right,
so you don't
right.
really have to consider people's
right.
feelings.
And that's what I'm saying.
At least so I thought.
Right.
Whereas if you're talking one-on-one, you have to consider that person's feelings and how you say stuff and how you come across. So yeah, I think deliverance and how I deliver messages, and what messages I choose to deliver.
I think I would also say, like, even with dating during quarantine and just being by myself and things like that, I'm definitely more open to what men have to say a lot. And I've definitely found out that women, we don't listen.
You just found that out?
Our hearing skills is real, real off.
You just found that out?
They'll say a whole sentence and somehow it gets interpreted as something else.
I found that to be a universal problem.
It is.
Is that people do not listen. I think half the battle is listening and comprehending. I just think I had to just shut the fuck up. Just shut up sometimes. You just got to shut up. And I do notice that with women a lot.
Like, Lewis Hawkins says it's the interpretation. We sorry. We
it's the interpretation. Different. Yeah, well, it seems as though what women do is, because we're so removed from our emotions and our feelings, because for so long we've been told to stay out our feelings, that right. That's weak, that's not okay, and as men a result, we tend to, not really, we tend to be more logical, so we'll get in our head before right. We get in our feelings, and then we'll get in our feelings about what we just thought about instead of figuring out what it is that we feeling and why we feel that way. And
I'll figure out what's real.
Right. So I think that's, now don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes I've seen women be on it. Like they'll right. Interpret something.
Of course.
And then the dude will deny it. 1,000 times, and at the end of the day, it turned out that that's what it was.
That is exactly what it was. All right, I mean, you definitely got to know, you know, your logic and your intuition versus, you know, just know yourself better, sis. That's all I can tell you from you, sis. Know yourself better.
Yeah, I think listening is a key component, because if you listen to
they
a man,
tell you everything.
They will tell you everything.
They tell you everything.
You need to know.
Every and I think that's part time. Of the reason why I really respect men, and like, for any of my girlfriends, if you ever talk to me about your man problems, I'm definitely going to ask you, well, what you did, because we're not always right in how we process things, but yeah, that's just me. Since I've been dating, I've noticed that.
Yeah, I think the listening component is key.
All right, summer 2021. Summer 2021. What's up with summer 2021, Shaddai? What you doing?
The most.
That's my friend. That's my good friend, y'all. That's my good friend, okay? We doing
whatever
the most.
I want.
Right. Summer 2021, as Cardi B say, is up and it's stuck, okay?
A woman staying
outside
ain't
is
always
open.
See, the woman saying they ain't always right.
Where your woman at? So she could tell you you not right for typing it. Where she at? Tell her come get you off live. I'm just kidding. But anyway, summer 2021, y'all.
Yeah.
It's going up. You getting in a relationship in summer 2021? You starting a relationship, or you just...
Girl, why
are
you asking me about
I'm
me?
Asking.
I mean,
we
I'm
know you living. Like men's.
I'm living, baby.
We know you like the men's. It's okay.
Yes, I do. And they like me. And I like that they like me.
Don't know what you heard about me.
Shit.
P-I-M-P, okay?
Oh, I'm not pimping now. But I will say that, you know, women need to date more this summer. We need to get out and date more. Date everybody. Date every damn body.
Even the taken ones?
Not the taken ones. Thanks. Not the ones that's already got somebody. No. Other than that, just go out on a date. Enjoy that man's company. You know?
Right. Don't be so caught up.
You know,
sis.
One reason we have such a negative view of men is because we don't have too many good experiences with them. You have to give yourself an opportunity to have that. Go out, go to the museum, go out to eat, just enjoy him as a person. It don't have to be your person. Don't overthink it like, oh, I gotta do this, or me, he gonna call me back. Like, it doesn't have to be anything. Even if it doesn't grow into a relationship, at the end of the day, that's still a human being.
You're right. Men gotta do better too, though. Like, can you come up with something to do? Yeah, there's a lot of
Oh, well, you see,
like
we're not even looking at them. Like,
oh, we're not
like,
looking at
we're
them?
Not, I'm not about to teach a man to do anything. Okay, you know, we're just going to change our surroundings and our settings, period. So, but yeah, I think women, I would like to see more women enjoy men, enjoy a man's company, you know, without feeling like they have to be, you know, they have to own him or something. Like, this is my man now. Like,
this
a man, you know?
You don't want him liking on him too much? That's
what you're saying? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying just date without the expectation. It doesn't have to.
True.
I think one of the problems is that we feel like we only have to go out with men that we see a relationship with.
That's true.
Like, you need to date for practice and you need to date for information. So even if this is not going to be somebody that you're going to in a relationship with, you have that information. This could be somebody that you network with. He may have a business. He may need your services or something like that. You need to practice being around men, having conversations, what to say, what not to say, what happens in this situation. So it's at the end of the day, this is a person.
Right. And I think this that's why I being. Started dating back in 2020. I mean, it's definitely like dating for me was never something that was really like accepted in my household. But I found myself at such a disconnect with just being around people and being around men in particular. And there were some things, areas that I wanted to grow in. So I definitely, like, I 100% agree that there are some experiences that you just need. And I've learned a lot about men through my dating experience. I think dating in the age bracket that I am now, I've definitely learned that men, not all men only want one thing. So
what's your age bracket now?
Say what? That wasn't the important part of the sentence was not all men are after one thing. Not how old the old man is.
He gotta be 40 plus to get the what?
That's where the money reside? Is that on very head?
That's where the common sense reside, baby. You know how I like them.
Well, Ira Lennox said don't date these dudes till you're 43.
I'm like a little gray hill.
Was that a small shout out?
What?
Oh, okay. Okay, so what other things are you doing as part of your self-reflection and as part of your growth? Are you reading? Do you watch TV? Are you getting outside more? Are you doing self-care Sundays? Are you letting the sun shine down on you? What's up with you?
I'm reading a lot.
Right. You took up yoga, huh?
Yeah, I took up yoga.
Is this your first time doing yoga?
This is my first time in years doing yoga.
Okay.
I tend to watch a lot of YouTube lectures and Spanish videos, just immersing in Spanish. Like right now, I'm really not supposed to be speaking English, but here I am.
Right, because you can get que. That's all I'll be telling you. Que? What? Que? Yeah. I think I've been watching a lot of TV. I am back in school, so I am reading a little bit more, but it's mostly about content that will help me to elevate in my finances and promote me to the next level of my total being.
Okay.
And that's about it. I'm not, you know, very much into, like, the chakra and the reading and the crystal kind of thing that you are, but there's other things I do to kind of elevate. Yeah.
Brother Lewis A. Hawkins says, either one of y'all want to be married. She said, not right now.
I don't want the responsibility right now, Mr. Hawkins.
For the kind of lifestyle that I would like, I think it would be in my best interest to be someone's wife for a period of time. Yeah.
So that's a yes?
Yeah.
So you... Okay.
I mean, not right now. I mean,
well, No. But, you said yes already, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. remarried. Very good. I'm proud of you. Not right now, though. Not for me.
I still dig that.
Yeah, I go back and forth on all that stuff. Shout out to all the new mothers, people that became mothers in 2020. We see you. Are you more in love with yourself?
Hell yeah, I've always been in love with myself. But I like this newer version of me, this more empathetic, I guess. Compassionate, maybe, person.
You was never compassionate before?
I was empathetic. However, it was like I can understand, I can feel where you're coming from, but it was like a get over it.
I think people still need that.
I'm not saying that it's not a need for it, but
you quicker to listen, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I have more, I guess more patience to understand. It's still a bit of a tolerance issue. Even though I have the patience to understand, do I have the tolerance to really deal with it and try to sit up here and talk to you?
I think I'm moving backwards then. I don't have it. I don't have it, y'all.
I mean, it's balance.
It is a balance, but I think mine is getting worse. I listen to the kids because the kids still growing, but the grown folks, I just be like, all right, yeah. I don't know. Okay. You were talking about a quote that you had read on, I guess it was Instagram or a book, I'm not sure. Forgive your younger self, believe in your current self, create your future self. Was that you?
It was not me.
Oh.
Lewis says, empathy is the biggest human commodity. It's something that can't be duplicated in this automated society.
All right. What is empathy?
That's basically putting yourself in other people's shoes.
Okay.
And respecting what they feel.
Okay. Oh, I have that.
It's not like sympathy, it's just like feeling sorry for somebody.
Oh, no,
it's
actually, sure, you know,
being able to feel what they're feeling.
Right.
And identify it, I guess. Or relate. But yeah. What was your question? Oh, you asked me about a quote that I did not post.
I thought it was you, but I guess I wrote that. I think I read it somewhere. Forgive your younger self, believe in your current self, and create your future self. I think that's practices that we've all had, especially with, you know, like you being an entrepreneur, me wanting to get to that place. I think it's important to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just as another tidbit of our self-reflection. Speaking of self-reflection, there is currently a large discussion going on about this guy on Instagram by the name of Kevin Samuels, and he seems to be lecturing a lot of women on how to, I guess, get their mind right and reflect on themselves first before going after a man. You've heard any of his I think it's like a video.
I saw one that went viral. This was like a few months back.
I actually watch him, right, The Godfather. You are exactly right, Mr. Hawkins. I actually watch him on a regular, and I kind of like him. He reminds me of some strong father-like figures that I've had in my life, and they've all said the same things that he is saying. Is his delivery always correct? Probably not, but I think if you listen to the context of what he's saying, he'd be...
Yeah, I don't really have much of an opinion because I don't watch him. I don't listen to him. I just saw that one video that went viral. He's an image consultant.
Yeah.
I got that much from him, is that he's some kind of image consultant. But I just saw that one video that he was talking to this lady about a high value man. I don't know why that's such a trendy topic right now.
Because of the city.
And she was she was saying something about that she made six figures. That's the only one that I've seen of him. And no, I did not like his delivery in that one.
She was crazy, though. When you go back to really think
I think she's crazy for calling in. I think any woman that calls in, something is wrong with them.
Really?
Gotta be. I think any woman that calls that man, and you know this is going to go live, you know his delivery, there's nothing that you could ask him that you couldn't ask someone else. You could seek actual professional help. So I think anybody that calls him is the problem.
I kind of respect him though, because in a world of lies, he's going to tell you the raw truth.
He's going to tell you his version of the truth.
You're right. Because the image scale or the grading scale that he got going on, I don't get it. You know, he calling women twos and threes. It's like, okay, sir.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch them. It's not too many people that I would actually watch about stuff like that anyway.
Cool. I definitely want to talk about this new YouTube channel. Or maybe it's just a YouTube show. I'm not really sure. But it's called Do You Know Black? And it's a show on YouTube. And it has black producers, black directors. They come up with all of the questions and everything. If you all have not checked it out, I do encourage everybody to go watch. I think they have 4 episodes until Sunday when they air a new episode. But they're asking you all of these black questions, and it's a lot of they real questions. Like, it's culture based, but it's more history based as well. So I encourage everybody to go check out Do You Know Black on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a hot little show. They ask you like real tough questions.
Okay. I'll have to check them out.
You had anything else?
Just some of the similar questions. I just remember you throwing some stuff out there, like how has the COVID experience changed you? Any new habits or anything like that? But I didn't answer those, huh? So what about you all? Are you guys reading anything new? Have you all picked up any new habits during COVID? Put down any old habits? How has the experience of COVID-19, this thing has changed you?
Right. Anybody?
What's the first destination for 2021?
That's a Shaddai question, because I didn't plan to go anywhere.
I'm not sure yet.
I think people are going to start to require the vaccine to go places.
Some people, not all, but yeah, I'm not sure what the first destination of 2021 is. That's somebody commented on something. I would say get a passport and make whatever it is count.
Right.
That's all. Make whatever it is count, baby. Go. I say go. Go.
So what are some goals that you have for 2021, Shaddai?
Oh, I even thought that for a head. One goal, you say in our country. Either or, I would say out the country, me personally, because I just prefer that. But either or, my goal right now is to get this Juneteenth Fest up and running.
Right. So talk to us a little bit about your Juneteenth Fest. Tell us what it's all going to entail. What is your vision?
We're still in the planning phase right now.
How many people
are? The vision right now is for it to be over a 3-day period: Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Juneteenth falls on that Saturday.
Right.
So we're looking at having all kind of events, or they're similar to last time.
And where is
also a bonfire at Lincoln Beach, but it's going to be at different locations. That's the thing.
Mm.
So we're just right now I'm working on locking in the locations. for each day. So yeah, that's right now.
You got your talent and stuff all lined up?
No, I don't have any talent lined up. I'm right now is just settling on the locations. And then I can start probably in the next few weeks. Maybe in May. Start looking at some artists and stuff.
That's what's up. So with the city opening and back up in phase three, where are you going first?
Girl, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea. Where I'm going in the city first?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like where you gonna be at?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have not allowed this thing to disrupt my life that much. So, I don't know. Wherever I want to go. If I choose to go to another museum or art show, then that's what I'm going to do.
Right, I'm looking forward to the art
actually, African American Museum. That's where I would like to go because surprisingly, I haven't been there yet.
I haven't been either. I plan to go. And I was going to go with my family, and my family was like, they didn't really want to go. And so the people called me, and he was basically yelling at me because I didn't cancel my reservation.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. But I did want to check out the African American Museum. I hope B. Mike comes out with another exhibit because I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a whole bunch of stuff that I want to do. I want to be outside all summer long. Yeah. Some of the goals that I have right now, of course, is body goals. I'm definitely working on my body. I'm starting to believe more that I should take care of my body so that it could take care of me in the long run. This year, my grandmother made 80. Mm-hmm. My mother made 60.
Yes.
And my brother made 40 today. All Lord. Those good, well-rounded numbers.
Lord.
They got going on. Right. We 12 years apart. That's a big old gap. But, and then I'll be 29. I won't be 30.
I will be 30 in December, baby. And I am looking
what's going up for 30, though? What you doing? We having a party? Pump the party. Yeah. You want to bring partners in crime out for the party, girl?
Shit. I don't know.
She would have too much fun.
I am literally
you got all this time to plan
it. I am winging
literally
life.
Like the next, 8 months?
Lewis says, congratulations. Muchas gracias.
You got literally like the next 8 months to really plan this out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it could go any way, I don't know. But I am looking forward to
depends
just
on the weather, huh?
To being 30. I've been good to my 20s. My 20s have been lit, so my 30s are going to be good to me. That's I cannot good. Complain about anything I've done in my 20s. I just...
That's a blessing.
Because
I'm ready to run out of my 20s.
It's been lit.
Run out of here. Track star. Get out of here. Right. We've been very proud of what you've accomplished in your 20s, though. It has been lit.
It's been lit.
Girl, is that a look of nostalgia on your face?
So I'm just interested in seeing what 30 got. And so what you got? How you going to top this? What you got, 30?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you already told us that you're leaving the country, so.
I ain't never said that.
She
yeah, all right. Okay.
Anyway, that's pretty much all I have, though.
All right.
You know,
this was a short and sweet one.
It was short and sweet. It was just a check-in. Definitely some of the things that we have coming up for Emerging 30 Podcast, we definitely are going to do another relationship segment. We would like to do another segment on black men.
Oh, Lord, what is your infatuation with relationships? Lord, Jesus. You
have a relationship with yourself, though.
I do.
You got friendships that are relationships as well.
What would you all like to see from us?
Right.
What would y'all like to hear us go on about?
And then we also got to talk about Shadai's favorite topic, politics, because there's a lot going on in politics.
Of course.
Definitely have the Derek Chauvin trial going on right now.
Yeah, I am one of the people that have refused to watch it.
I haven't watched it either, but I...
I don't watch the news, period.
I definitely try to... I don't either, but I definitely try to, like, read up on, like, local news, and I also do my best to kind of, like, get an overall glimpse of what's happening in the trial, just so I won't be too disappointed, just so I know what to, like, pray about.
Economics, because, politics, you know, that's my thing.
Nobody deserves to die the way that that man died. I don't care if it was an officer. I don't care if it was, I don't care what it was or who it was. Nobody deserves to die like that. And the person who did it just be able to roam free, which is why I'm still.
And we also going to talk about
for the George Zimmerman.
Y'all, President Biden, and how he.
Who president?
He.
The transgender thing he did?
Oh. The what?
Go ahead. What
you No, the Asian hate crimes. He is releasing a new bill and a $50 million grant for Asian Americans for domestic abuse and violence, and to go towards a program that
didn't he have a platinum plan or something like that though? What was that plan? What was his black plan called?
Lift Every Voice and Sing. Now we're gonna address how he so quickly got on this, but has yet to mention anything about Ice Cube contract with Black America. But you see, in his Lift Every Voice plan, he doesn't specify black people specifically. He says minorities and people of color. So that's the loophole. But we're going to talk about it. Trust and believe we're going to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. Because I already knew. I think we all knew. Did we know? When we went to the polls, did we know? Okay.
Said, and they never will.
They never will.
Yeah, so we gonna
I don't even feel no type of way about it no more. Like, at this point, it's just like you had to see it coming.
Yeah, that's how I feel about a lot of things right now. It's like
at this point, they know what they're doing. And I'm just.
I've said all I can say.
I see you.
I've preached what I can preach. Done what I can do.
Patterns show us a lot of things. That's all I'm gonna say. History shows you a lot.
But yeah, one so day. That's all I got.
Okay. Y'all go listen to the I Have a Dream speech. Okay. And then when you finish, wake up. This has been your first episode of Season 3 Emerging 30 Podcast. And 2021 has been a mother clucker. Okay? From the lady. Why the lady with the glue had to be from here, though?
Baby, she was from Violet, Louisiana, baby. Let her live.
She from what?
Violet. It's past Yaman. Let her live.
Where you
know where it's at? Oh, yeah, I be up in Violet. I mean, you know, I try not to be in Violet because Violet is the hood. You know, it gets gutter in Violet.
Not coming from you, Shreveport?
I ain't from Shreveport.
I know you're not
I
from Shreveport.
I did 5 years in Shreveport, but that's it.
You had to go sit out in Shreveport. You said, like you did time.
I
had to go sit out right quick. In Shreveport of all places.
Man.
But the sun don't shine, huh?
And during that time, right after Katrina, our age group.
Don't y'all have like the only Whataburger in Louisiana in Shreveport?
They do have some Whataburgers out there, but I don't know if it's the only one. I don't eat Whataburger, so.
This has been your Emergency 30 Podcast. This is your girl, Miss Nikki, and my wonderful, wonderful co-host.
Shaddai the Poet.
Follow us on Instagram at EM30Podcast. Follow Shaddai the Poet at
Empress of Power. On Instagram.
On Instagram, and Shaddai the Poet on Facebook, right?
Shaddai is live
on Facebook. We enjoyed talking with y'all today. Give us some feedback. Slide in the DMs. Send us the email. Let us know what's up. Anything that you want to get on here and talk about.
Peace.
Y'all have a great night. Enjoy your Saturday.